2 hours later, we're still waiting.
The goat man came out of nowhere, grabbed Chris, and started to drag Chris into the woods.
As Tracy, Chris, and I were in the Great District Agency mobile lab, a terrifying report came in over the GDA radio.
A monstrous creature, at least 8 feet tall, was roaming the forests of Maryland. The creature was described as standing on two legs with dark matted fur covering its body. Its eyes were said to glow a piercing yellow in the darkness of the forest. And it also has long, sharp teeth stained with the blood of its victims. The creature was said to move with fluid grace, almost like it glided through the trees. It was known to prey on livestock, and farmers reported missing animals on a regular basis. Deep in the forest, the bones of the missing livestock were found, with teeth marks that didn't match any known animal. As reports of missing livestock and strange bone discoveries continued to pour in, the people of Maryland lived in a state of constant fear. No one knew when or where the creature would strike next, always looking over their shoulders for any signs of the beast. But the creature was not content with just attacking livestock. It was said to have also taken human lives, leaving behind only mangled corpses and a trail of terror. And the people of Maryland are at the mercy of this terrifying monster, and no one knows how to stop it.
I asked Claire.
Claire,
did you hear that? Claire said,
yes, it's a creature called the Goatman. The Goatman is a beast that is said to be a hybrid of a man and a goat derived from a farmer's daughter who is a biophysicist who merged her embryo DNA with a goat's DNA. The Goatman was first seen in 1957. It's a half-human, half-goat creature that is said to roam the forests and stalk bridges of Maryland. The Goatman has horns and claws and is swift, agile, tall, and stands upright. It is also said to be very strong and to have human-like intelligence. It also has the ability to communicate with humans. There are two known types of the Goatman. One is a darkish red, aggressive and dangerous, and it is said to attack and kill people who venture into the woods at night. It eats people and animals. There's also a brown one, which is peaceful, benevolent, and helps people that are lost in the woods. It feeds on plants and grasses. There is nothing in the GDA database on how to capture it.
I said, well, it looks like we have another case. It's only a matter of time before the creature strikes again. This case may be our most difficult one yet, since the beast thinks like a human. As we drove deeper into the forest, the trees seemed to grow thicker and darker. The road was narrow, and I couldn't shake the feeling that we were being watched. We arrived at the site of the latest attack.
I couldn't believe my eyes! The creature had slaughtered cows, leaving behind nothing but blood and bones. The ground was littered with the remains of dead animals, and the air was thick with the smell of death. We heard a growl coming from the shadows of the trees. We knew the creature was close, and we were terrified. We could hear the creature's growls and howls louder and louder behind us. The whole forest sounds very alive.
Chris said, it looks real creepy out here.
Tracy said, boo!
Chris screamed. Chris said, don't do that.
Tracy said, I was just joking.
I asked, do y'all remember the case when we caught a 15-foot tarlin?
Chris and Tracy said, yeah.
I said, let's use a cow for bait like we use for the tarlin.
Chris said, we can put the cow in the cage and it will lure the goat man into the cage.
Tracy said, that might not work, but I'll go get the bait.
Chris said, I'll get the cage.
We set everything up and waited patiently, watching the cow from a safe distance while hiding in some bushes.
Chris scared Tracy.
I said,
y'all need to stop playing. It's going to hear you.
Tracy said,
Chris's trap is not going to work.
Chris said, "We will see."
Tracy rolled her eyes. We knew that the goat man was a stealthy and cunning creature, so we had to be careful not to be seen by it. We heard the sounds of the goat man in the distance, coming closer and closer. Finally, the goat man emerged from the forest, and it was the red one. It crept up to the cow slowly, its eyes glowing in the darkness. It looked at the cow for a few minutes and walked away. Tracy said, "See, I told you, it thinks like a human. You can't catch it in a cage." I said, "You're right, Tracy. I have an idea. We can set up a remote control electrical fence that surrounds a 2,000 square foot area. The fence's walls will lie flat on the ground, camouflaged with leaves and branches. When the goat man enters the 2,000 square foot area, I will press the remote, and the fence walls will rise up, connecting together and activating electricity. As far as the cow goes this time, we will let the cow walk around freely inside the trapped area, so it doesn't look like we put the cow there. When the goat man enters the area with the cow, it won't even realize it's standing in a trap. The cow should stay in the middle of the trap because there's plenty of grass growing that it can eat." We set the trap up. Tracy, Chris, and I hid in the bushes again, waiting for it to return. 2 hours later, we're still waiting.
The goat man came out of nowhere, grabbed Chris, and started to drag Chris into the woods. Then the brown goat man appeared. The red goat man let go of Chris and ran into the forest. And the brown goat man also went back into the woods.
Chris said, "That thing was gonna eat me. I'm glad the brown one showed up and scared it off."
I said, "Chris, you would have been a goner if the brown one didn't help you."
Claire said,
"There has been a sighting nearby."
I pulled Claire, the Great District Agency AI, out of my pocket. And Claire said,
"A farmer called in and said a creature tried to get one of its cows. He shot at it and missed, and it ran off back into the woods heading in your direction."
I asked Claire, "Claire, call all the farmers in the area to tell them to lock up all animals in their barns tonight."
"Okay."
Tracy said, "That's good. It wasn't able to get the farmer's cow. Now we know it's hungry and heading this way." I had nervously set up a surveillance camera in the nearby trees. Then I retreated to the safety of the mobile laboratory with Tracy and Chris. As we anxiously huddled around the monitor, we could hear the distinct bone-chilling cries of the infamous goat man echoing through the darkness. But even within these walls, we couldn't shake the feeling of being watched. Suddenly, the sound stopped, and we searched the monitor for any signs of the monster. But all we saw was a peaceful cow grazing in the distance. The goat man began furiously throwing his weight against the lab, causing the walls to shake and rattle with terrifying growls. Just as suddenly as it began, it stopped, leaving us with only the sound of its heavy breathing and the pounding of our own hearts. Then we heard the banging on the side of the lab again, as if the goat man was trying to break in. Then it went silent again. Chris asked, "Stanley, it can't get in here, can it?"
I said, "No, the lab is reinforced with a rare metal recovered by the GDA from a crashed UFO.
Tracy said, "There it goes. It's in the trap." I quickly pressed the button on the remote. Then we went to go take a look.
"Let me out of here,"
the goat man screamed and growled. At last, we caught the goat man.